What's going on, everybody? Welcome to another hot episode of the Where to Begin podcast with Chris and Morgan. I am Chris DeFrancesco, and with me
I am Morgan DeFrancesco.
It's like the third straight episode where you've cut me off in the beginning.
That's like our marriage, though. Isn't this supposed to be reflective of our relationship?
It depends. You're nice right now, so I'm not sure if it's reflective of our relationship.
Ooh, burn. We'll see who's getting dinner tomorrow.
It's already moved to tomorrow. That's funny. Yeah, I hope everybody is doing well. It's been a little over a month since we've recorded an episode. I think it was, I think the last episode we did was maybe February 18th, I think, was the last show that we did.
It's been a long time.
Yeah, so
we need to get better at this.
Yeah, you know, because our schedules are just constantly open at the same time to just sit down and record. I mean, I will say it's equally our faults, because we'll talk 3 days from now after this show has been posted for a few days. Morgan and I will say, we should record a show. Let's come up with a topic. And then it's like that SpongeBob thing, like 2 weeks later. And then we finally go
2 weeks later.
And then we finally go, oh, okay, yeah, we have to do a show now. So tonight we're just gonna kind of wing it. I mean, I didn't think we really needed a specific topic, kind of like I forget what the word is, what the word's called, but
ad hoc.
A what?
Ad hoc, isn't that the term?
I don't know.
Ad hoc.
Looking
it up now.
We're just going to be talking about kind of catching everybody up on what's going on, what we've been doing. So we'll kind of start things off with a couple of our interests here. And we had just recently, I think on Friday last week.
Yes, it was Friday. I will not forget.
Yeah. We watched the Snyder Cut of the Justice League movie. And it was all, you know, 4 hours and I think like 3 minutes or something like that. It was realistically like a 3-hour and 50-minute movie because of all of the credits. It's something that, you know, we've waited for a long time. More so me than Morgan. Morgan is a Marvel snob, as it were. Whereas,
wow, you don't want dinner on Wednesday either, do you?
That's tomorrow.
Oh, no. Wait.
Wow, that's 2 days from now. Jeez, I don't even know what day it is. That's pretty bad. She is a Marvel snob, while I love DC, and I've been a DC person since I was, you know, in my single digits.
A wee little youngin.
Yes. I thought, and I still feel this way, you know, days and days after we've watched it, I still feel that I think it's the greatest comic book movie ever made, because it deals immensely right out of the comics. And, you know, I know people are going to be like, oh, well, what about Avengers? And like, none of anything of that comes out of the comics.
That's absolutely untrue.
No, most of that does
not. You didn't
not,
read Marvel, so how do you know?
Because I looked it up.
No,
I watched it.
It does.
No, it doesn't. A lot of that's made up mumbo jumbo.
Well, it's all made up mumbo jumbo. You think this is real? You think this is historical fiction?
Facts.
Hmm.
Overall, I thought it was fantastic. It changed my opinion on some things. It changed my opinion, one, on the Justice League movie overall, because, you know, Morgan and I went and saw the original, as they call it, Justice League, because of Joss Whedon, who did the original. Now it comes out he's just a total scumbag, but we went and saw the original, and I was kind of excited for it because it was. Was this right before Infinity War, or a year before? Because I think the original Justice League was 2016, and then I don't remember when Infinity War came out, but I believe
2017.
Okay, so
was Justice League.
It was 2017.
Yeah,
and
I remember
when was,
I looked that up.
And when
Infinity
was Infinity War?
It was 18.
Okay, so it was a year before. Okay, so I just had my years mixed up, but I knew it was a year before Infinity War. And I was really excited because, you know, I at the time I was not a fan. I mean, I liked Man of Steel, but there were some things I didn't like. When I look back at it now, it's an incredible, it's a really good movie. And I wasn't a fan of Batman versus Superman because I was very bitter towards the fact of Ben Affleck being Batman. And two, I just, after seeing the movie in theaters, I said to myself, this was a movie that just didn't need to be made. At the end, I thought, okay, well, Batman versus Superman was a movie basically 2 hours of just Batman and Superman, and it was just built to introduce us to Wonder Woman. That's where I really thought Batman versus Superman was. So Justice League, the original, I had a lot of, you know, hype for it. I was excited for it, and it was just not that good. I just really did not like the original showing of the Justice League. And then the Snyder Cut, when that was announced, you know, we found out there was going to, it's just basically a whole new movie. We were going to see Jared Leto finally being the Joker that I believed he could be. Overall, I thought it was absolutely spectacular. If I had to rate it from a 1 to a 10, I'd give it a 25. I know.
How would you rate me?
Out of what?
Same scale.
26.
So I'm just above the Justice League.
But you're above it.
But I'm above it.
I know Morgan does not share the same opinion as I do about the movie. Your thoughts on the film, Morgan, now that you've had quite a few days to think about it. Because I remember I asked you after the film, of course, it's almost 2 o'clock in the morning at the time. You said, I really got to sleep on it. I asked you again the next morning at breakfast, and you said, I still really don't know. You've seen, I'm pretty sure you told me you've seen every single Marvel Universe movie. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if you've seen every DC film. Have you seen Aquaman?
Yes, I've seen more than you have. You haven't even seen Aquaman.
I know. I was going to get to that point because I just didn't like Aquaman. But I like Jason Momoa. I don't like Aquaman.
I like Jason Momoa.
That's good. You should go be with him. Your thoughts on the movie now that you've had quite a few days to think about it?
I still have a hard time. So the thing is, I know I liked it. It's not about whether or not I liked it. I thought it was a great movie. I just don't know how to rank it.
Yeah.
Like I wouldn't say I don't think it was the greatest comic book film ever made. I don't think I would go that far. But the other thing too, like it's hard because I have seen all the Marvel movies. So to compare it, one thing is like this movie was 4 hours long, and it was 4 hours long because they spent so much on character development, which was absolutely necessary and super important. Mm-hmm. But when you go into a film like Infinity War, or not even Infinity War, if you back up a while back and go to into a film like Avengers, you don't need all that character development because you've already had the individual movies, right?
Right.
So Justice League did it different where they came out with individual movies afterward. Mm-hmm. And so like the one thing that I can say that I like better about the Marvel equivalent, which is all the Avengers films, is that they were able to focus on the character dynamics within like the, you know, the character dynamics between each other. Mm-hmm. So, cause you didn't need all the backstory. So a lot of the dialogue was spent between characters as opposed to having so much backstory. Mm-hmm. So I both liked and didn't like that. Like I would have liked more interaction between the characters because it's actually not a dialogue heavy film. And the dialogue that you get is a lot of it with the own individual character stories. Mm-hmm. So I liked it because I think that was necessary. I think that was a big gap in the original, but I wouldn't say it was the best of all time. I think the one thing, like I said, that Marvel did better in general was they had all the individual movies first. Mm-hmm. So I think that would have been a different story. I mean, obviously it would have been much shorter too. And I think you could have had a lot better inter-character dialogue, but it was good. I liked it, but it was 4 hours is hard. And the epilogue was a joke because that's not an epilogue. They just threw all this crap together.
I think it's basically called a nightmare sequence.
No, because there's three different sequences in it.
Okay.
There's three different epilogue sequences. And that's the thing. It's like they couldn't pick which one to put in. So they just threw them all in there. So they should have just picked one. But I feel like they just did it to get all of it out. Like this is all they filmed. These are all the ideas they had. So we're just going to throw it all at you. So I felt like the epilogue that seemed very not clean cut. It just seemed kind of thrown together.
What was your thoughts on the interaction between Joker and Batman?
Well, I really did like Suicide Squad Joker. I will say that. even though he only had like a couple of lines, it was a different take. Mm-hmm. And now we're getting Jared Leto as the take on the Joker we've gotten all along. So it's going back to like the Suicide Joker, you can't compare him to Heath Ledger and you can't compare him to Mark Hamill. But this Joker that we got is this typical Joker we've gotten all along. Mm-hmm. So I kind of wish it was the Suicide Squad Joker. Hmm. He still could have had similar dialogue. But I didn't understand the change in Jared Leto's character or the reason why the Joker was so different. I know Suicide Squad is, I mean, it was actually supposed to be a part of the same universe because they were going to have Ben Affleck at some point. I think Ben Affleck did at one point. No, maybe he didn't. Maybe
he did appear in Suicide Squad.
He did. Okay. Yeah, he did. That's right. So
I think that was his first appearance.
I can't remember. I get so jumbled up with the dates of when these come out. But that's okay. So I liked it. I thought it was smart, but I didn't like the choice to make Jared that version of the Joker, just like every other version that we've seen. I thought it was kind of refreshing to have something a little different.
Right. All right. So moving on to something else. I mean, I'm trying to think if there was anything else that was coming up.
We talked about about movies or about.
Well, what were you going to say? Well, topics.
We talked about maybe doing like a quarterly review and like a look back to, because it's the end of March, a look back at how this year has gone so far and some exciting things that we have coming up or not so exciting, depending on how you look at them.
Okay. So, yeah, I mean, if you want, we could definitely kind of do a little quick review and then we can jump into a preview. I think that's good. I guess overall, how are you enjoying the first quarter of 2021, I guess, for yourself?
It's such a weird question coming from you because you're my husband. All right, Mrs. DeFrancesco, how do you feel about Q1 of 2021? thank you, Mr. DeFrancesco. It was just so hosty and impersonal. I like this. I mean, we both have some really exciting things going on. I'm completely pivoting my business.
What I got going on. I've been in.
Well, you
in
broke a, your thumb.
A, I've been in a splint for 4 weeks.
You've really tested yourself and experienced the limits of your mental capacity of patience.
That's correct.
Yeah, that's right. That's been awesome. You've really seen how far you can go and how far you can't go.
And how many things I can't do.
No,
go ahead, I'm sorry.
My business is pivoting. I was originally just doing Pinterest management and now I'm doing online business management and operations and strategies and systems and all kinds of buzzwords in there. So that's been a big focus of mine in terms of the career world. Mm-hmm. And then it's been really like Addison, she's almost 2.5. So that's been really special. And I feel like she's starting to get to interact with more people because like with COVID, she couldn't interact with a lot. And then wintertime, she couldn't interact with people because it was cold. But now that it's like getting warmer, like going to the park has been really special. January seemed like it lasted forever, though.
It really did. I agree with you. January just seemed to completely lag.
And you've cut a podcast out. You've made a big announcement saying, I'm done with you. Boom.
Well, I mean, yes. And look, and a lot of people message me saying, are you just like not doing Philadelphia? Are you not watching Philadelphia sports anymore? It's amazing how one has to correlate with the other. So basically what I announced was I'm no longer doing Face Off with Chris, which was with the Enterprise Sports Network. One, you know, for a couple of reasons, and I'll be honest, because one, I'm not being paid. I don't sign these contracts and not speak about things, but I can be pretty honest. So
I'm getting paid. Pinnovative Solutions pays me to plug them.
That's correct. Pinnovative pays me to plug my own stuff. I wanted to kind of stop doing Philadelphia Sports Talk because, one, I'm at a point now where I really only care about a couple teams. I don't really watch – I don't watch the Sixers at all. I watch
– Can't do the squeaky shoes. Well, I just can't watch basketball.
I just don't like NBA basketball. But it's been hard for me to watch the Flyers because of just timing during the weeknights can be really – like by the time, the Flyers start a game, it's about ready for Addison's bedtime routine. I've already probably, and by the time that's done, I've missed two periods. So what's the point of really getting invested into it? The Eagles obviously is a 365 day a year
train wreck
right now. The Phillies are just about to get started, so that's a lot of fun. I love the fact that that's coming, but I also have gotten to a point where, and you know, Morgan hears this, and she, you know, I talk to her, not that she cares, but I, you know, talk to her. I keep her up abreast of what's going on with the Eagles, and
Ashmati.
It's such a negative thing right now, where everything that's being discussed about the Eagles is it's all negative, and it's, you know, it's led by fans who have become so obsessive over playing, you know, armchair quarterback, or they become obsessive about every little thing that the Eagles do, as if we own the team, as if, you know, what they do means anything realistically in my day-to-day life. It doesn't. Nothing matters. It doesn't.
Nothing matters. And nothing.
And it's gotten to a point where I'm kind of like my dad. My dad only watches the Eagles. My dad will watch the Eagles on a Sunday from 1 to 4, and then that's it. He turns it off. He doesn't really think about it again until the next week. And I've gotten to the point now where I really just don't want to talk about it. And it's because, and to be completely, you know, frank about it, one, Enterprise Sports is moving in a direction, or has been in a direction, that I don't want to say condone it, because then I sound like I'm a cancel culture, but you know, they're very heavy into, you know, trying to be fun. Like, they try to be Barstool, which is fine. It's a good way to go. That there's a market for that. But they're very intense into gambling. They're very focus heavy on doing like satire comedy, and that's just not me. You know, they're young, you know, immature guys in their 20s.
You're old, immature guy.
Yeah, they're kind of young. They're immature, but it's not. I'm not saying that to be mean. They're not married. They don't have kids. They're in a different spot in their life. And you know, they're working really hard to build the brand that they want. And I understand that. But I've always been, whether it's podcasting or not, I take it really serious. You know, I'm not one to get people on to do jokey stuff. And you know, I like talking as if I'm on the radio, because that's the training that I always came from. And when you do a sports podcast, the most difficult part about it, Morgan, is literally, if I record a podcast tonight about Philadelphia, by tomorrow at like noon, it's all old news already. It's like a newspaper. When you record a sports podcast, unless you have a guest, like a sports special guest on,
you are old news. You're a man in your 30s.
You're basically a newspaper by the next morning.
You're
so
just
like,
oh,
well, I'm just
blowing
my it
joke.
Off. Well, when I get cut off, I ignore humans.
I'm sorry.
No,
I'm
it's,
sorry.
Yeah, know your role. And then...
We're not having dinner on Thursday either.
I am now not eating for 3 consecutive days. I'm going to have the Addison dinner. Diced carrots
and
cheese.
You're not going to eat. If I don't make it for you, you just won't eat.
Listen, we have like 6 packets of bagel bites left. I'll just throw that in the oven. But no, and I really kind of want to focus on this show. I want to focus on, we're going to be getting back into the Disney happy hour with my friend Kyle and I, and we're going to do some really cool things with that, intermingling with other Disney podcasts. And realistically,
Disney podcast mixer.
It's going to be a night of a whole new world and
the magic.
Hakuna Matata. It's going to be wonderful music. and then obviously a lot of my focus is on Nerdthusiast and my wrestling show with Kyle Barone, and you know, that's something that just keeps growing you know, every day almost, which is really cool. But yeah, I think for me, you've pivoted your entire business, and it's been incredible. And I think it's something that's been massively beneficial for our family, and especially for the future. But you know, not to be too long-winded, yes, I exited a podcast that's, I'm probably just not going to be coming back to ever again, because I've just reached a point where I just don't feel like, you know, being positive is now frowned upon these days. So,
isn't that so true?
Yeah.
So true.
Yeah. Being, you know, positivity is now like, oh, you know, stop being a nerd, you know. you know, reality is a real thing. Yeah, no shit, idiot. But that doesn't mean that I am going to wake up and just be like, man, I opened my eyes today. It sucks. All right, let's get going on with my day. Like, what? I just can't live that way. You know, I have a beautiful wife. I have a beautiful daughter. We have another daughter that's coming in July.
And whoa, it's just... whoa, whoa.
Oh, you didn't know that?
What?
We already announced it.
You just dropped a bomb on me. I had no idea.
Oh, you didn't see the envelope next to the laptop?
No, I had no clue.
Oh, that's your fault. But
no wonder I've been getting fat.
As you sip on chocolate.
Mm-hmm. Listen, so, you still have yet to get me my DQ Mud Pie Blizzard, which I've been requesting for a good week and a half. Every time you come in that door, I expect a tasty treat.
There's no DQ anywhere within like 25 miles of us.
Not my problem.
Isn't there a DQ like around the corner from your mom's?
Yes.
That's nice. I can't wait to go up there next month. I'm going to stop there on the way and on the way there and then on the way home.
Yes, because I'm eating for two. So I get two blizzards.
So, yeah, there's just a lot going on. All exciting things. I don't want to sit here and say, again, I don't want to be negative because there's nothing to be negative about. And some days obviously are worse than others, but that's just the way life is. But overall, man, I mean, I think, you know, it's become cliche to say it because everyone says it regardless of their beliefs. But, you know, we really do live a absolute blessed life. And I don't know. I'll turn
this
back here.
We're in the Easter season, which is a very big deal for us as Christians, because this is like the big, it helps put things in perspective because, you know, it doesn't matter how hard it is. You are, you know, in a few weeks here, it's the reason, you know, salvation.
Yeah,
it's the holiday of salvation. So that's a pretty exciting thing. And then we have the springtime coming up and it's just, I don't know. I feel like I get seasonally depressed sometimes.
Oh, absolutely.
Especially with our house. With our house too, we don't get a lot of sunlight in like the main living areas just because of the way our house is built and where the windows face. And it's already starting to get a little brighter and nicer. It's just so funny how your whole mood can change just based on the season and the trimester of pregnancy you're in. It's just amazing.
Yeah. I mean, I even told you today we were walking back to the truck after the park. And I said, man, I just feel like I'm in a much better mood. I'm in a much better mood when it's nicer out and when the weather is better. So yeah, I mean that's just my opinion. Overall, Morgan, what has been your feelings on the first couple months? I mean, you're the pregnant one, I'm not.
Well, I've been very emotional and I've been very tired. And you breaking your thumb has not helped very selfishly of me to say, but it's so true. Because you can't do diapers, you can't do bath time, you can't do clothes. You can't fold clothes.
I could do some of bath time. I could do the majority of bath time. The only thing I can't do is like her hair.
Yeah, that's really difficult without them. They're just so
because she doesn't stop moving when you do her hair. She's miserable. But other than that, I mean, yeah,
it's hard. It's a lot more difficult though. And it's just not something I should put you through if I'm available. But normally I work in the evening, so that's been tough.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the future. Let's talk about what we're excited for.
I asked you how the pregnancy was going.
I just said I'm emotional.
Oh, okay. That's one thing. All right.
My body's big. The other day, I told you you looked really sexy in the outfit you were wearing. And I told you I was going to wear jeans. And you asked me, is it safe? Was it safe for me to wear jeans? And then you said, because won't a button fly off?
Did I say button?
You asked me, yes. You asked me if it was safe for me to wear jeans. Because you were afraid of a button flying off after I called you sexy in your sweatpants and Michigan shirt.
Well, because I knew you were lying.
I wasn't lying. I thought you looked very attractive. Oh. It hit your muscles very nicely. The sweatpants fit perfectly, but it was unsafe of me to leave the house in jeans.
It was unsafe of me. Way to go.
It was.
Way to be responsible, Morgan.
I know. How dare I put the family in jeopardy? A button could just fly off at any minute and hit Addison right in her face.
All right. Yeah. You want to talk about the future. So go ahead. What's going on? There might be some things in here that I don't know about.
Oh, I don't know. Just like things coming up that we've got going on. We're getting recessed lighting.
Yeah. That's
an exciting thing, isn't it?
It kind of plays into why Morgan said, you know, we don't get a lot of light in the house. Like, it's dark. So basically we said, look, if the sun's not going to reach through the windows in the main living room, which it really doesn't, when it's really bright, it does. It's really nice, but it gets to a point where the sun moves. So it doesn't necessarily come into the house, and they can get really dark, not dark, but it does, you know, not at all what it should be. So yeah, we're going to be getting recessed lighting in the living room. By looking at the ceiling now, I think
we need three to four.
Nah, it's gonna be more than 3 to 4. Like I'm just looking up here. Like, you're gonna need
four. No one can see where you're looking. No,
I'm just saying, I'm looking up and it's gonna be at least four. At least. That's what I think. And
I don't know. We're getting recessed lighting.
Yeah, we're getting a new back screen door, hopefully with a dog thing, because if not, then he's just gonna break that one.
Fun fact, we've been in our house for 3 years, and when we bought the house, the screen door was broken, and we have yet to fix it, and it's only gotten more broken.
Yeah.
So I think we are finally going to try and do that.
Yes.
We just didn't know how to do it. Like, some people say, like, oh, take the screen door off and have them put a new screen
on. And then others say it's a whole project.
Get a whole new one. Just buy a whole new thing. But it's a pain in the butt. I'm like, okay, that's why we're going to put it on the back burner.
Yeah, and then we're going to get a new screen door for the front of the house. The front door, because I mean, we get like really good breezes that come in, and it would be really nice.
Some more circulation in the house.
Yeah, it'd be really nice to get that taken care of.
So we've got some house things.
Yeah,
funny how as you get older, like house things like that are exciting.
It's not
like
exciting.
When I was a kid, I think it's super exciting.
Ugh.
So when I was a kid, all I wanted was like Powerpuff Girl stuff, or like 1 year, like I wanted a bunch of Rugrats stuff. Like, I was totally all up in that Nick Jr. and Cartoon Network type stuff, and that's what brought me joy, and limited to clothing. And now I'm like, I want a screen door.
It's kind of cool, because you are right. When I was like 12, I was like, man, I want to get new wrestlers with a wrestling set.
And
like,
now
I'm 34,
like,
I want to get
wrestlers
with a wrestling set. Like, literally, I'm on Instagram, and we follow all these like toy pages from like the 90s. And every time they post like old wrestling figures that I know that we had, I send them to my buddy, and we would just say, man, if we could buy all this stuff right now, we'd play it again. We'd sit Indian style in the middle of our floors as 230-something men. We would play with toy wrestlers. I'm telling you, I would.
Addison would not be allowed. She's not allowed to play with the wrestlers.
No, she's not, unless she's following the storyline.
Do you know what I asked Chris for Easter? Do you remember what I asked you for Easter?
What did
Chris?
You ask Chris for Easter?
Eyebrow serum, because I want my eyebrows to grow more.
All right, everybody.
I'm at the point where I am asking.
So this is where we've been since we've been married, even together. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So when like birthdays and Christmases come around, you want like things that you don't normally get. Like, you get, you know, a couple of the sweatpants you want, or t-shirts, or hats, or PlayStation games, or, you know, a day at
WrestleMania
the spa.
Tickets.
Yeah, WrestleMania tickets, or a day at the spa, or, you know, a couple's massage. Every year, every holiday, Easter, Christmas, birthday, Morgan, what would you want for Christmas? I want a whisk. Get me a whisk. I could really use, like, you know, that package of spoons. Man, Chris, you have no idea how important that is to me. And I'm over here like, yo, let me get like 2 Phillies hats. Let me get like these Nike pants. No, you know what I get asked?
Cutting boards too. Plastic cutting boards.
Chris, you know what I want? What are those things called when you pour like noodles under them and the water goes through?
Oh, a colander.
Yeah, Chris, you know what I want? I want this small whisk that's the size of a spoon. And then, Chris, I'm not kidding you. This colander is spectacular. It would make my day. Are you kidding me? This is what like I do.
A pot and pan organizer. I asked
And I'm not
that.
Kidding, y'all. Like, she loves it. Like, mm-hmm. I try so hard to go elsewhere and get her, like, something from Ulta or something from any, like, the Loft, any clothing store that I know she loves. And she's just like, nah, let me get that knife set. Nah, man,
that ain't me.
And I'm just like, this makes it so, like, unfun. I love the aspect of going shopping for her or for anyone. And it's just like, you want me to go to Amazon and buy you a $4 towel set that's, like,
yes,
white? Like, what is this?
Yes.
And then she has the nerve on Christmas Day to be like, you didn't fill my stocking. Like, what do you want me to put in there? Coasters?
You have to fill my stocking. That's the rule. You forgot all of the candy. I had like two things in my stocking.
I did forget all the candy.
You did. I forgot all the candy.
I did put, like,
and I was pregnant.
The only decent thing that she asked me for was, like, this rock thing that apparently women use.
Stone.
A what? A hummus? Like,
pumice.
P as in penis.
Yep.
Pumice stone. Is that what that is? So, yeah, stone. It's something that women rub their feet with. So, husbands, please reach out to me if you deal with the same thing where your wife wants you to get her the worst things that you could. Like, this is something I could buy her, like, on March 23rd, a whisk, and it could show up on March 24th.
You know, you have yet to tell people that you bought me the whisk that I asked for and lost it before Christmas.
I don't know where it is.
I still have yet to get whisk.
Yeah, I have no
idea. It's in the deep abyss.
It is
right next to the soundbar remote. And it's also right next to the other soundbar remote.
I was about to say to you, in this house somewhere, there's like three soundbar remotes laying around. And I have no idea where they are. It's so
somewhere.
Funny.
They're just somewhere. They'll show up eventually. But yeah, so for Easter, I asked for eyebrow growth serum. And
eyebrow growth serum. That's a sentence. I asked for eyebrow growth serum. Chris, what did you ask for Easter? Yo, they got Baseballism has this Griffey line that came out. Oh, fun fact, everyone. This is where this marriage has gotten to, which I never thought it would.
Oh, yes. I'm so happy we're at this point.
I wanted to. There's this this extra thing I wanted to get from Baseballism. They did a collaboration with Ken Griffey Jr. So for anyone who doesn't know me yet, like, it's Morgan, Addison, Emmy now, and then Ken Griffey Jr., and then probably my dog, Griffey. So then that's been my, you know, that's my order. So then... There was a shirt that I wanted to get for Easter because Morgan had asked me the other day if there was anything else I wanted for Easter. So I said, yeah, I would really like.
No, no, no. You are not getting the conversation correct. You knew I already got you your Easter things. I made it very clear that you are done for Easter, that I got you some really nice things and I'm really excited to give them to you. And the other day, like 2-3 days ago, you were like, there's something else I want for Easter. And I said, you know, I already got all of your Easter things. And here you are asking for more. And then you said, it's a joke. It's a joke. And then 2 days ago, you were like, no, it wasn't a joke. There is actually something else that I want for Easter.
That's how that conversation are making me thirsty. So, yeah. So I said to her, I would like to get this. And she goes, well, send it to me. Sometimes when I send her things, ladies and gents, it goes into a deep abyss, never to be seen again. So I send her this item and she goes, okay, is this something I need to get right now? And I was honest and I said, nope. Sometimes I will say to her, you might. So she learned very quickly the first day that the Griffey Jr. stuff dropped that when I say get it quick, I mean, I'm not just because it's not like I'm getting it that day. Sometimes for like Christmas stuff, I have to wait like 2 months to get it. But I say to her on some things, don't get lazy about it. You might want to get on there. Literally, the second the Griffey line dropped, I hear this woman walking, running down the steps. I had it in my cart at 12:01 and it was sold out. I was like, well, Gator told you to make sure to get that stuff and don't wait. And then she learned a hard and valuable lesson. However, I still love her regardless of what she got. So I said to her, you know, there's this one thing I want, but it doesn't ship until May 28th. She goes, oh, okay, I'll take care of it. Next morning, we're at the breakfast. We're getting in the car to go to breakfast. And she looks at me and she goes, Chris, just buy the thing that you want. Because right now, I just can't add anything to my to-do list. And if you don't buy it, I'm never going to get to it. So please, when we get home, I need you to buy it for yourself. And I'm just going to be honest.
It's still
with
a
you.
Gift from me. It's going to be your Father's Day gift now because it won't ship till
May
28th.
I just want to let everybody know that's the first time in our entire relationship she has ever given me permission to buy myself something that I had asked her for. Because usually you're really good about that stuff. But no,
I have too much to do. I will forget about it. And then May 28th is going to come and you're going to be like, where is it? And I'll be like, oh no, I forgot. And then you're going to mope for a week. And I'm going to feel like the worst wife of all time. Meanwhile, I still don't have my whisk or my eyebrow growth serum.
You don't feel embarrassed when you say that sentence.
No, I feel embarrassed by my eyebrows. So I would like some eyebrow
growth
serum.
It's so weird. I can't believe how we're in 2021 and a woman can just flat out in a normal conversation just be like, I just got to get my eyebrow growth serum. I don't know how that's even a thing. Yeah. So that was, you know, a lot of the fun things that have been going on in our life.
And most fun thing. I need to share my pancake story, my chocolate chip pancake story.
Oh my God.
So earlier this week, you weren't there, so I'm at the point in my pregnancy. There comes a point, and it's usually just in pregnancy. All this has happened in my life, but normally I only get so emotional to the point that I do this when I'm pregnant, where I am so upset that I start crying, but I also recognize that being so upset is funny. And so then I like laugh, cry at myself. And it's like this really weird thing where I'm bawling, but laughing at the same time, because I think it's hysterical how ridiculous and emotional I am. So I laugh, cried the other day. I called Chris and I'm like laugh, crying to him about this story. So I had a really, really important call, and about a half hour before the call, I gave Addison her breakfast, and I make her homemade pancakes like once a week. And this time I decided to give her chocolate chip pancakes. I was like, you know what? I'm just gonna give her a little something extra. So we gave her chocolate chip pancakes. And then it's like, she's sitting there eating them. Everything seems fine. We're about 5 minutes from my call. I go in, give her a hug to check on her. Of course, she's got chocolate all over her face and hands. And I was like, this is great. She's enjoying it. I'm mother of the year. And then I realized when I go to hug her that she smells really bad. And it's not just her diaper, but it's her like hair and her face. And then I realized that she had an explosive diaper, and that what's all over her hands and face is not just chocolate, but it's also a mix of shit. And I'm sorry, I don't curse very often, but that's what this was. And so because I gave her chocolate chip pancakes, I don't know what's chocolate. I don't know what's crap. I just know it's all over her. She smells really bad. And then I'm thinking she's eating with her hands. And if she's got it on her hands, and that means she's eating it. And I just felt like the worst mother in the world. And I had to clean her all up. And then I had to jump on a call. But right before the call, I called Chris to laugh, cry at him and explain the situation. And the best part was the day before that, I went to BJ's. And I went to BJ's to get Chris a surprise gift. Yes, Chris, the store. If I went to BJ's, not the store, you would be very well aware of what was happening. Anyway, so I went there and I had to get Chris a TV because they had a really good one on sale that Chris has been wanting. And I felt really bad because of his thumb, and I'm emotional because I'm pregnant. And so I was like, I want to do this. So she starts throwing a fit in the middle of BJ's. The TV isn't scanning correctly, so I need someone to help me. She's fitting, right? And then my card doesn't work, and then I have to use a new card. That card doesn't work, so the manager needs to come. And it was like something wrong with the keypad, and they got it to work. And then so finally, it's also pouring rain. Mm-hmm. So I bring it out to my car. I get Addison in the car. I get her all locked in. I go to put the TV in the trunk, and it doesn't fit. So then I have to put the TV in the back seat of the car. but it doesn't fit because of where her car seat is. So then I now have to, with child is in car seat in the pouring rain now, I have to move car seat with child in it. I go to do that. When I move it with her in it, she completely freaks out again. Obviously, it's probably scary for her. And then when I was able to finally get the car seat to move because of the, I had already partially transitioned the TV into the car, so the way the car seat moved, the TV almost fell out into the ground. And so then I have to run around, grab the TV real quick. And then I have to go get Addison. I have to unbuckle her, get her out of the car, put her in the front seat of the car, and then move her car seat over. And then I realized that when I put the buckle through to like lock her car seat in, the buckle in my car is broken and it won't lock. So I need to find another way to get this car seat in so it's safe. So then I get the car seat in, I put Addie back in, I finally get the TV in, and it's pouring rain, mind you. I put the thing back, the cart back, and then I go home, and then I get it inside and it's fine. But I had two very, very rough mom days back to back. And all I want is some eyebrow growth serum.
Addie needed some eyebrow growth serum after that episode.
Yeah, that was bad.
I do appreciate though that she went and bought me a television because, you know, she thought about me during her pregnancy, which if you listen to all the harlots that were at the Moz class that I had to go to.
Oh my gosh, don't
none
even.
Of them.
You embarrassed me so bad.
Nope. I was sticking up for my men.
No, no, no. No, I took this boy to, I had one birthing class and it was like an intensive and I took him.
Was it one?
And he in front, it was one. It was one like three hour seven. Intensive. No, it was one. Because I wouldn't take you back to a second after you're one. But, and he in front of everyone asked, why does no one care or think about what the man goes through during all of this?
It's, and that's a, your whole story, the reason you bought me a TV was because you just said you've been really emotional. You haven't been the most easy person to deal with.
No, no, no. I said because I've been pregnant. You're the one who gave the details about me not being easy. So I guess I haven't been easy to deal with, huh?
Nah, but still, my whole thing is I'm trying. This is how I meant the question. And the women there, of course, take it out of context.
My gosh. Just stop talking.
I said they were talking about all these things, how, you know, we have there. This was directed to us, the men. You have to be so attentive to every single feeling, every single emotion. And I just said to myself, so we're playing robots over here while also working. You know, I'm assuming all of us are working full time jobs. And all of a sudden now, no one's going to ever think about, okay, well, what is the husband possibly going through? We don't know how much of a terror their wife could be or is. What if that husband...
What?
I'm not saying
Did
you.
Did you just say you. We don't know how much of a terror? They can be as much of a terror as they want. A child is coming out of their body.
Yeah.
Oh, Chris.
My only point is, yes, the focus should always be on the women carrying.
That's not your point.
Honest, that
the
is my point
is that people need to check in with you and make sure you're okay.
Yeah,
while my body is literally being ripped apart and poor Chris has to go run and grab ice chips every 20 minutes. Someone needs to make sure, hey, are you okay?
Fun
Did that
fact,
last
everyone.
Ice chip round
before this week
take all the energy out of you. That nap that you went home and took while your wife was up in contractions, was that not enough for you?
I didn't nap.
That lunch that you ate, your wife hasn't eaten in 24 hours, but
that's
that lunch that you ate, was it not enough sustenance for you? How are you doing? How do you feel about your wife's tearing body, about the ripping apart that's going on? How do you feel?
Do you have to use the words ripping and tearing?
Yes, because you clearly don't understand. Because if you knew what went on with my body, you would realize you also do not care what's going on with your own body. Part of me wishes we were back in the beginning of COVID where there'd be a chance where you wouldn't be allowed in the room.
Honey, you got to do something about your eyebrows.
Oh, I know.
Again, my point wasn't to take attention away from the females. My point was to say, you know, there is another party here. It's sexist. It's not fair. Like, what about all the men, exactly, that are going out and appeasing your desires for foods or drinks and dealing with your
that
mood?
That must be so hard
your
for
mood.
You.
Yeah. Have you ever dealt with your own mood swings?
driving to Friendly's and getting a sundae must be so difficult while I sit here in agony and pain.
What do you mean?
I can't get out of bed because my body hurts.
That's not true. You weren't in agony. When I come home with that, you're getting there, but you're not there. You liar. You're projecting on this podcast. When I come home, ladies and gentlemen, with a sundae, she's running down the steps two at a time. She is very elusive when I am entering the door with a friendly sundae. So again, and then literally 20 minutes later, if I like spoon the ice cream wrong, I'm literally about to get manhandled. So
what do you mean if you spoon the ice cream wrong? Think, you're not spooning the ice cream. You got it from friendly.
Think about the husband or the significant other sometimes. That's all I'm saying. And you women, Chris, took it as if I literally just tore down centuries of birthing.
Oh, honey, I really wish you could feel labor just for an hour. One solid hour of back labor.
Have you been poked in the eye by Addison?
Yes, multiple times. Yeah. Remember that one time I thought you had to take me to the ER because I thought she scratched my eyeball so bad I would go blind?
Yeah, my wife
and
came
I cried
into me
for hours. It my was wife, very painful.
My wife ran into our bedroom and said, Chris, my eye fell out.
Well, it felt like that at the time. I
well,
understand
guess what?
It's
you
an
lied
overreaction.
And it didn't.
And I had a lot of hormones pulsing through my body, an immense amount of pain, and I hadn't slept.
So going forward, yes, we have our second child here is due July 9th. So within the next like month or two, we're going to be setting up the third bedroom, getting that all taken care of because we have some changes we got to do. We're going to hopefully do some more changes to our master bedroom. Thank God, you know, our bathrooms are done. We just got to paint the one, but other than
our bathroom's not done. The lower one needs to be painted and the mirror needs to be hung.
But that's it. It's
that's
white
not
paint.
It. For
it's
us,
easy.
That is a significant amount of labor and work. We are not good with that kind of stuff.
I'm exquisite. But then
no.
I'm trying to think.
Oh, no.
Is there anything that we need done in the kitchen? I don't think so. We got
no,
the countertops.
Just my whisk.
I can't believe it. All this time you've just bought a new one.
No, because you got me one for Christmas and I want the special gift that you picked out just for me.
That's correct. Other than that, I mean, we've been trying to get back to date night as often as we can. We've been really loving the Mission Impossible movies. And then we watched Justice League. So I don't know what we got going on.
Oh, we started Modern Family.
Oh, and like the other day, for so long, I've been wanting to start Modern Family, but when you have Hulu, they only have like the last like three or four seasons. So we have Peacock, so we were able to start Modern Family, and I've probably never laughed harder in my life at a television show.
You know what I just realized?
What?
I just realized your thumb has been broken for about 3 weeks.
Yes.
Not one person has asked me how I'm doing with it. Morgan, how are you doing with Chris's broken thumb?
We know. You've already talked about it.
Why does no one ask that? But no one's asked. No one's asked me how I'm dealing with your ailment. No one's asking me my feelings. I understand completely how you feel, Chris. How dare no one check in with you and want to know how you feel while my body's being ripped apart? Wow, people are so rude.
Question.
How am I doing with your broken thumb? I will tell you.
The whole toilet paper thing, when people ask over or under, why is that such a hot topic? What does it matter? It's about to wipe your behind.
If you think about it, so habits, they say, are developed after what, 21 times or 21 days or something like that. Like, so if you do something over and over again after 21 times, it's considered a habit. So when you grow up and you do things a certain way every single day of your life, and then you meet someone and they do it the opposite way, even though it's something so little and so small, it's so disruptive because it's completely different from everything you're used to. It's the same thing with the toothpaste. Like, you and I do toothpaste completely differently and it drives me bonkers.
What do you do differently?
You just squeeze it. I always push from the bottom to get it all out.
I always push from the bottom.
No, you do not. You just go, you push from the middle. You push from the top. You think a tube of toothpaste is done when it still has like 2 weeks worth of usage out
That's
of it.
That's not 2 weeks.
That is 2 weeks. And I have proved it to you
so
time and time again.
I keep seeing like people say, if anyone who does the under of a toilet paper is a psychopath. And I'm thinking to myself, people really focus on what they do when they grab toilet paper? That's a thing?
Well, I hope you're not just aimlessly grabbing. I hope you've got some focus going on there.
Yeah, two-ply.
Remember The Office when they
I was about to say, Dwight would hate that I did two-ply. Dwight would charge me. But yeah, I just don't understand. When I see... Okay. I'm not... You're home during the day. I am not.
Some days you're home.
Yeah, but like it's, I don't know. I was just thinking about it as you were trying to
ranting about
rant
how
towards
no one
me.
Has asked me about my feelings.
That's right.
For your broken thumb and
That's
how
right.
I'm doing.
That's right. Mm. So this show is basically going to be Justice League and ramblings of a married
ramblings
couple
of a pregnant woman.
Yes,
and her
correct.
Very sensitive, misunderstood husband.
I agree. Thank you. I love
you.
For
you're
that.
Welcome.
Now, just make sure that when we're done this, you come downstairs so we can get that TV taken care of.
Yep. We're not having dinner on Friday either.
I have a broken thumb. I can't do a lot with the television.
Well, that ain't my problem.
It's about to be.
I got you the television in the pouring rain.
That's a good point. So before we head out of here, hon, any final thoughts? Anything you want to plug?
No. I mean, I have a business. If you have an online business and you need help, let's chat. Although after this podcast episode, people will probably be like, I am staying the heck away from her. She lets her daughter paint poop on her face.
I'm sure there are people that have 2-year-olds that have much better stories than that.
That's what scares me. That means I've got more stories that are about to come.
I know, right? but no, all is good for me. Just my podcast. This one. Nerdthusiast on YouTube, look up Nerdthusiast podcast. You'll find a bunch of shows that are going on there. We have a lot coming up, Barone and I. The next, you know, this week you guys are going to hear the Royal Rumble from 2015, and then next week you're going to hear and see us covering WrestleMania 5. So we have a lot more coming down the pike because it is WrestleMania season. So for me in this house, it's a fun time. It's a 2-nighter, so I'm not sure if we're going to be having a 2-night party, but who knows, man?
I will make buffalo chicken dip one night and barbecue chicken nachos the other night, and it's going to be amazing.
What if I wanted something different?
What would you like?
your whole facial structure changed when I said
you like those things.
Oh, I love those things. I was just joking around. So yeah, it's a lot of fun different. Things coming up. My other podcast, the Disney Happy Hour, we're going to be pumping out some new content very, very soon. Just kind of now trying to get schedules together so we can hammer a few out at a time, because Disney World is back at, you know, as much capacity as they can hold. Disneyland's going to be opening in April. So, yeah, a lot of things are happening. But yeah,
not in our lives. Just in
nothing, not in our lives, just in everything else that's going on. But yeah, thank you guys so much for listening. We hope to get this out to you within the next day or two.
A week.
Nah, it will not be a week. and then our next show will be much sooner than a month.
Much smoother.
Yeah, much
smoother. We'll put more prep into this one.
Nah, sometimes it's good to not do a show of prep. It's just good to talk. Makes this theme more relatable. Thank you.
I
so
know,
much.
But I'm relatable. I don't think you're very relatable.
I don't
talk about me. No one thinks what the man goes through.
They don't. Just saying.
No, they don't.
They do. all right, Morgan. I'll see you in a few minutes when you come downstairs and help with this television. Okay. Thank you guys so much. I hope you guys have a great rest of your week and weekend. We will catch you guys down the road. Have a good one. Bye bye.